Well, lots of stuff to talk about in today's broadcast, and I've got so much to share with you. You're going to want to hear this entire report. For starters, I want to give myself credit where credit is due. On March 8th, I put up this video on Restrictive Republic, and it's headlined, Full Panic in D.C. Are they about to set something off? ? And it's in that video that I stated very clearly the Biden administration needs some kind of distraction right now from all the scandals that were coming out. We had Tucker Carlson release the January 6th footage. We also had his document dump, the 9 boxes of classified information that Biden had, as well as the Wuhan lab leak, all coming out and completely destroying him and his administration. So, of course, I asked the question, are they going to set something off? Is something going to be happening? Are they going to use the media to make some kind of distraction? And I even said the economy could play a role in that. And lo and behold, here we are, and we have quite a couple of banks now literally collapsing. Now, I'm not saying the Biden administration caused that in any way, shape, or form. Either way, I'll kind of leave that for you to decide, but it seems like, you know, a real good distraction from all the stuff that is going on. And unfortunately, a very bad thing happening to our country right now. The bottom line here is, economically speaking, we all know, and we know we're already in a recession. And we also know that you can't continue to spend money without any repercussions. And we're starting to see those repercussions here in the US. So either way, we are living in some very economic scary times right now, to be very frank with you. Well, on Restrictive Republic, I put out a report about the bank runs and the crisis that we're now seeing, and it's called Rumors of Bank Runs in the U.S. Silicon Valley Bank Just Collapsed. And by the way, if you're not on Restrictive Republic, you want to get there. Justice just put out a really huge support. We've also got guest speakers there, Laura Thompson being one of those, and we are people powered. So if you're not there supporting us, one day we could be gone. So please get to restrictiverepublic.com, check us out there, and use the coupon code FREEDOM to get it for $5 a month for 24 straight months. That's 2 years at $5 a month. But get to restrictiverepublic.com and please support us there. But with that, after Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, we also had another bank collapse over the weekend, and that would be Signature Bank, which, by the way, just so happens to be the bank that kicked Trump out, right? Here it is. GatewayPundit.com. Trump curse. Signature Bank fails 2 years after bank closes President Trump's account over January 6th riot. The good news is, well, they kicked Trump out, and now he doesn't have to deal with, well, his bank getting shut. The bad news is many of you probably have been impacted by these bank closures. And really, there's a ripple effect. This is causing a ripple effect. And what happens today is really going to decide what happens in our economy. And by the way, I'm going to be very clear when I say this. I believe that if they, you know, if we head down the path of bank closures and all of this bank runs and all that stuff starts happening, and I pray to God that that is not going to happen, they are going to use that crisis to usher in the central bank digital currency. That's the goal. They're going to say, oh, we have a solution to this new crisis, which isn't a new crisis. We've had it off and on, but we have a solution to this crisis, because Rahm Emanuel says never let a crisis go to waste, right? And our solution is nobody can run on banks anymore because it's all going to be digital currency. Yay, yay, yay. Everything tracked, traced to the hilt. And talk about how easy at that time it would be to usher in a one world currency. There is a major warning for you. We don't want to go down that path. And I am almost 90% sure that the Biden administration is going to pull that out of his sleeve as some kind of solution. We do not want to go there. But meanwhile, we do have a lot of banks on edge right now. Here's just a few of those. We have small banks that are crashing right now. Small banks are crashing, and this is on ZeroHedge.com. Over the weekend, when parsing through the carnage sweeping the U.S. banking sector, we analyzed which banks are facing the highest deposit run risk in the aftermath of SIVB and now SBNY failures. And here, if you scroll down a little bit, They actually show you U.S. bank loan to deposit ratios and what has the higher risk. And you can see it's a lot of the smaller banks there on the far right of the screen. And if you go more to the left of the screen there, you see the lower risk, and you can see JP Morgan there on that side. So some of these big banks are safer, if you will, but a lot of these small banks, which we don't want to happen, a lot of these small banks are crashing. Here's also this Gateway Pundit article. Here we go. First Republic Bank plunges 66% in pre-market. Then we also have Western Alliance Bank down 62%, and customers are lining up in California to get the money out of the banks there, which again, if we make a run on the banks, that is going to cause some economic crisis, major crisis here in the U.S. We got to be careful there. Just in bank stocks and pre-market trade, here is Western Alliance Bank Corp down 62%, First Republic Bank 64%, PacWest Bank Corp down 42%, Charles Schwab down 8.52%. Then we have here people lining up to pull money out of First Republic Bank there in Brentwood, Los Angeles. And you can kind of see some of the footage here I'll play for you, but they have a whole line of people there out the door, and they're just literally lining up. And then on top of it all, by the way, we also have trading for over 30 banks has been halted as well, literally halted, 30 banks. So let's just hit a big pause button right there, right? So what happens as a result? What does the Biden administration attempt to do? Well, he says, hey, you know, your money's safe. Don't worry. We got it covered. You're insured. We got everything taken care of, everything safe. So here's our commander in chief and this is on theguardian.com. Banking system is safe. Joe Biden reassures market in address on Silicon Valley Bank collapse. And here's what he actually said. He said, thanks to the quick action of my administration over the past few days, Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them. Small businesses across the country that deposit accounts at these banks can breathe easier knowing they'll be able to pay their workers and their bills, and their hardworking employees can breathe easier as well. On top of that, right, the Federal Reserve Board made a big announcement that, quite frankly, it's chilling. I mean, they say they're not going to bail out, and then they bail out, but basically they're bailing out these banks, and this is going to have repercussions on our economy. Take a look here at their statement on that. And this is straight on the federalreserve.gov site. And it's Federal Reserve Board announces it will make available additional funding to eligible depository institutions to help assure banks have the ability to meet the needs of their depositors. And so they go on to talk about in order to aid them, the Federal Reserve Board on Sunday announced it would make available additional funding to eligible depository institutions to help assure banks have the ability to meet the needs of all their depositors. This action will bolster, they say, the capacity of the banking system to safeguard deposits and ensure the ongoing provisions of money and credit to the economy. The Federal Reserve is prepared to address any liquidity pressures that may arise, right? The additional funding will be made available through the creation of the new Bank Team Funding Program, offering loans up to 1 year in length to banks, savings, credit unions, associates, depository, all these different agencies there. These assets will be valued at par. The BTFP will be an additional source of liquidity against high quality securities, eliminating an institution's need to quickly sell those securities in times of stress. With approval from the Treasury Secretary, the Department of Treasury will make available up to $25 billion. Quite frankly, that's not enough, by the way, from the Exchange Stabilization Fund as a backstop for the BTFP. The Federal Reserve does not anticipate that it will be necessary to draw on these backstop funds. And the question again is, where are you going to get these funds? Where are you going to get these funds, right? And it's from us. It's more money that they're going to pump in, and it's going to inflate. Inflation is a tax. So you're about to get taxed via inflation. Even more so. But it goes on to talk about After receiving recommendations from the board and the Federal Reserve, Treasury Secretary Yellen, after consulting with the president, approved actions to enable the FDIC to complete its resolutions of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in a manner that fully protects all depositors, both insured and uninsured. These actions will reduce stress across the financial system, support financial stability, and minimize any impact on businesses, household taxpayers, and the broader economy. The board is carefully monitoring developments and on and so forth. Not only that, but they also put out this statement as well on the Federal Reserve. This is another one here, a joint statement by Treasury, Federal Reserve, just saying, hey, we're here. We're going to take care of the American people in the event of fill in the blank. But the bottom line is they're kind of setting a precedence here. They're saying, oh, we can bail out everybody in the world. I mean, in America, not the world. We could bail out if all the banks fail. What they're essentially saying, oh, we got you. We got you. All the banks fail. That's great. We got you. And again, if they got us, you can be guaranteed that it's not going to be in the form that you want it. We're going to talk about central bank digital currency. That's what they're going to do. If they had to so-called bail everybody out, they'd be like, oh, from now on, in order to stop it, we're going to central bank digital currency. And because the American people will be screaming and crying and upset because, say, money's gone or whatnot, it's going to be willingly and openly accepted. And I pray to God that that isn't. We know that the Bible talks about a one world currency as well. So really, really, really got to be prepared for all of that as well. I think there's too much to overlook right now. And by the way, the Democrats are already using this situation to pressure social media sites to silence us from talking about the banking crisis right now. They want to silence us immediately. Take a look here. This is on Gateway Pundit. Democrats already asking federal government to censor information on social media that could lead to a run on the banks. No joke. They're literally saying, oh, it's something, you know, we're going to have a discussion on that. Really? So you can't talk about masks. You can't talk about vaccines. You can't talk about elections. You can't talk about the Clintons. You can't talk about now the banks. This really sounds like all Soviet Union style stuff. I mean, really? This is why, again, you need to get to restrictedrepublic.com. Please subscribe to us there. We're not funded by anyone but you, the American people. And we've got all kinds of great videos that you're really going to want to see on here. And I think there's just a lot going on in society. And if they end up successfully shutting us down, then that's where we're going to be. So please use the coupon code FREEDOM and get it for $5 per month for 2 entire years. But get to restrictedrepublic.com and help support what we do and keep us alive. Anyhow, thanks again for tuning in. I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.